the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
How you doing?
I'm fine.
Bilberg Lasvitsen from Denmark. Welcome here on the Edge with me, April Mahoney, and my brains.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
How's the weather over there in Denmark?
Well, right now it's pit dark because it's evening and it has been raining all day, so it's not very inspiring.
Oh. That's the perfect inspiration for me. I cuddle up with a good book, and I make this recipe of warm hot toddy with a little apple crown. You drink alcohol?
Yes.
Yeah? Well, girl, I had to see the recipe. It's delicious. But anyway, we will talk about that later. Brains, we have a guest here. We have Jette Bilberg Lasvitsen from Denmark. She's a poet, okay? So we're going to do a little battle back and forth here because, you know, I'm a poet too. And she's a wonderful woman that has, you know, found her own personal cure for menopause. She's going to give you some suggestions on that. But more importantly, about her writing process. I'm just excited to have her here all the way from Denmark. Brains, help me welcome our guest today. Jette.
Hello.
Hi, how are you? So tell us all about you.
Well, to give you a little fast recap, I'm almost 60 years old.
No, really? You're gorgeous. Look at that skin. She moisturizes brains.
And I'm married. My husband has a son of 25. I have an older brother, and I still have my parents. So that is very good.
Your parents, they live there in Denmark?
Yes, they live 30 miles from here.
Wow, that is wonderful, wonderful. So how did you get involved in writing of all things and poetry?
I actually started writing when I was 12 years old, obviously in Danish. And I think I just felt like I wanted to, it's a kind of a journal or diary that just comes out in rhythm and rhyme. And later I also started to write poetry in English. And that was also very inspiring. And I never translate any of my poetry from one language to the other. It either comes in Danish or it comes in English.
Wow, that's pretty cool. And you said that it really kind of wasn't the popular hip thing to have the rhyme and the reason there and the flow when you were doing poetry. How did you express yourself? I mean, was it just through writing? Do you have like spoken word? Do you do exhibits? What do you do to display your word?
Well, actually, I have been doing some exhibitions. Poetry on the wall, as I call it. I have been exhibited in some cafes, in a public library, and in a theater foyer in a theater in Copenhagen.
And you won an anthology contest and came to Washington, D.C., of all places. Tell us about your trip here and the award that you won.
Well, it was a competition with International Society of Poets back in the late 1990s, and I submitted a poem because I wanted to see if I could actually write good enough in English to be in a contest, and I came to the semifinals, and then they had a convention in Washington, D.C., so I took the airplane first to Iceland and then from there to Washington, D.C. And it was, of course, a huge experience. I was reading my poetry for a lot of people over there, and it was just very inspirational to meet people from basically mostly America and Canada at that time.
Wow, well, that is pretty cool. So you've won these awards, and now you've come back and you've written into what, five different anthologies?
Five different anthologies, yes. Number five is coming out in January.
Wow. What is your writing process? I mean, you know, how do you get into a space, you know, and feel a vibe to put your words together? Do you go to a sacred place, like a little coffee house, or maybe to the beach? Or do you listen to music? Or is it nice observation? What gives you your ability to write?
Well, actually, a lot of the poems that I write is based from Buddhist inspiration. I have been a Buddhist in more than 30 years. So whenever I go to a lecture, I always get inspired. So besides the notes I do from the teachings, I also make poems right there, and they usually come finished.
Wow, either in Danish or in English. Would you be kind enough to grace us yet with one of your poems? I'd love to hear one.
I'd be delighted to.
Let me set the scene for you, Brains, okay? Now, I want you to pretend like we're in a little coffee house somewhere and the lights are kind of dimmed. You know, we got the incense burning. We're really trying to get into what she's saying. So if you need to close your eyes and feel as we read this poetry, because we're trying to penetrate your heart and your brain, okay? All right, now they're ready for you, Yetta.
Okay, the poem is called Relax. Let go of all your worries. Everything will find its place. Relax and forget to hurry. Have confidence in space. There's always an alternative. There's always another chance. If you remember this, your life will be a dance.
That is beautiful. It is just so, it's just so smooth. Have you ever put any music behind your lyrics?
Somebody else has, as I'm not able to use any instruments, but some people have put my poems into music, and actually there's a friend who is working on making a CD coming out next year who has asked to use one of my Danish poems to become a song, and that is a lifelong dream for me, so that's very nice.
Tell us about the gift that your husband gave you. Didn't he put your poem to a song?
No, that was not my husband.
Who was that?
It was somebody else. But
okay, all right. But I mean, you've had that experience, and so you like that. I mean, it's just something to add to your repertoire. You know, yeah. As poets, girl, we'd be starving like Marvin. So I'm going to read one from my book. Now, Brains, this is my book here. It is Utter Magic. And yes, I do boast and brag because I have sold over 12,000 copies. Yes, out of the back of my car. So don't tell me you haven't sold your books. When I ask you how many you sold and you stutter, you know, you're not a published author out there on the grind trying to make no money. Isn't that right, Yetta? You got to sell these books. We want them to be in your hands. So here is my poem. It's called Follow Me to Empathy. Empathy, not sympathy, is what I hold for you. For you are strong. And sometimes our decisions are played out wrong. I can reflect that in a lot of things that I see that you do. But I want you to be mindful and conscious of others and the surroundings around you. Invoke your courage and your wisdom. Boost your energy, for I am only one of many. And judgment leaves room for plenty. It can make you feel empty. When I ask you what's wrong, don't shut me down. Invite me in. I want to help you figure it out. What's going down? Be gracious. Come on over and sit here by me. Relax. You look heavy. Pick up a good book of poetry. And enjoy some empathy. All right, that's good. That's for us, brains. We're just offering it to you. So what you offer back is hand claps and finger snaps, right? So how do they applaud there? Yes, how do they applaud there in Denmark? Very polite with a little polite clap.
Yeah.
Start going whoop whoop and all that, making noise. So that is so fun that you are writing, you know, poetry. So tell us a little bit about the anthologies that you've been in. How have you collaborated with these people? How have you found them to be able to write books with them?
Actually, I was signing up for a newsletter from Expert Publishing's Expert Insight Publishing in the U.S. And along with that, there was a competition, but I wasn't really aware of that. So 1 month later, when I got an email that said, congratulations, you won, I almost dismissed it because we all get these emails, yeah?
Right, right, right.
So then I luckily looked a little more into it, and I realized that because I signed up for this newsletter, I was picked as one of the winners among all other kinds of things also. And that made me a space in this book.
Oh, wait, hold it still. Wait, you went too fast. Yeah, there you go. Wait, hold on. Oh, okay. That was the first one, right?
That like, was the first one.
Okay. Now, can you purchase any of these books on Amazon?
All of them are on Amazon.
Okay, all right, okay.
And all of the surplus for these books goes to different charity causes, like for dyslexic children, and one of the books it was for the veterans, and so on. And that really makes my heart sing, because I would not have known about these causes or be able to contribute if it wasn't for these books. So that's very nice.
Right. Well, grace us with another poem, please.
Yes. I will write the poem that was in this first book I showed you. It's called Just a Memory. The human emotions, attachment, and desire can quickly put your world on fire. You feel and you act, and oh, what a drama. It surely accumulates your personal karma. Keep in mind impermanence. All your actions have consequence. Today we are here for all to see. Tomorrow it's just a memory.
Wow. That's something to reflect on. It's heavy. Okay, really. So really take that into heart. I love your cadence. I love your voice inflection. I love your accent. It's beautiful. All right, here's another read for me. It's called Bare Naked. I sought out a tree that bared no fruit. Its soul was ripped apart and it was loosened at the roots. Sunburned leaves and branches, they were weak and frayed. The tree was lying on its side, about to give up and die any day. Ah, but now it's had a chance to return to Eden, a place where love is flowing through platinum water and beacons, and the sunbeams dance. I want to take you home and transplant you into another pot, dripping in love, drop by drop by drop. A new atmosphere. Open up the window and sit you there so you can feel the breeze. Loosen the earth below you, allowing your roots to breathe. Now it's time to reveal yourself once again. But this time, your branches will be in abundance with fruit enough to share. Thank you so much for sharing your wisdom. All right. Sharing your wisdom and your thoughts with us. Please tell us how to get in contact with you, Yetta. Take your time because she got five brains, okay? She's beaten. She beat me by two here, but she's got five. And so we want to take a look at them, see what they are, because she's coming in from Denmark, okay? You didn't pay to get up in here. At least you can pay attention, right?
Exactly.
All right.
And like you said in the beginning, I also just want to offer a special season gift for your brains, if they would be interested. This this menopause problem that I had.
Oh, yes. I forgot about that. Yeah, don't forget that. Slide that right on in. So she had a challenge with menopause and brittle bones. And so she had found a remedy that really worked for her. Now, you know, here on the edge, we don't really kind of endorse products or anything. So if you're under a doctor's care, stay under the doctor's care. But definitely, I want you to share this product with my brain so that they know. Because, you know, there's better medicines outside the USA. So tell them all about it, Yetha.
Yeah, and just as a legal disclaimer, of course, ASEA is not intended to diagnose, treat, or heal anything. But when you give the body the raw materials it needs to communicate cells so they repair or replace themselves, and that's what happened to me. I was looking for a natural way for my brittle bones, and after searching for vitamins and minerals and trace elements that didn't exactly do the trick, I found this ASEA from a friend in the US, actually. And then the miracle started to happen. First, the heat flashes that was following me like a shadow, even after menopause, they disappeared.
Right.
And then when I had my scan again, my doctor was very curious to hear what I found, because she said she had never seen anyone in a natural way being able to stop the negative development of the bones. So I'm very happy about that.
Well, I'm happy for you too. So again, tell my brains how to get in contact with you so if they want more information.
Yes, I have a website called yetta.iwantredux.com, and there you can get in touch with me. And if you think that this may be something for someone that you love, I'd be happy to give you a free consultation.
Take up on it. Get speedy. Hurry up. Thank you so much. Oh, excuse me. Thank you, Yetha, for being here on the edge and battling back and forth with me. Poetry, I love it. That just really warmed my heart, my brains. Again, this is the reason for the season. We're doing some different stuff. We're just trying to lighten it up because it's been really heavy, and there's nothing more beautiful than the sound of poetry. So thank you again, Yetha. Okay? Come back and visit me, okay? All right. Bye, brains. Have a great day.